Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. One of President Trump's closest aides is under quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19. Hope Hicks traveled with President Trump multiple times this week. The White House says Trump and First Lady Melania will begin the quarantine process while awaiting their own test results. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn is disputing any suggestion that a COVID vaccine would soon be widely available. President Trump recently said the nation's top health officials were wrong to say that won't happen before next summer. As Texas Public Radio's Bonnie Petrie reports, Hahn says the FDA will not be influenced by politics.
President Trump has suggested several times that a vaccine may be approved by the FDA before Election Day. But Hahn says he doesn't feel any pressure to move forward with a vaccine before all the required information is in.
November 3rd does not factor into this. It is when the data are available for us to review. I think everyone in America wants a vaccine as soon as possible, but everybody in America wants a vaccine that's safe and effective.
Hahn says he doesn't know when or if any of the three COVID vaccine candidates in phase three trials will reach his office for approval. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.
U.S. House Democrats have approved a $2.2 trillion plan for a new round of coronavirus relief. Republicans still say the proposal is too expensive. GOP senators are divided over the issue. Vice President Mike Pence was in Iowa today telling crowds that the state is crucial to a Republican victory in November. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports.
Recent polls have shown a tight race between President Trump and Joe Biden in Iowa, a state that Trump won by more than 9 points 4 years ago. Pence told a crowd of evangelical Christians in Des Moines he was confident Judge Amy Coney Barrett would be confirmed to the Supreme Court before the election. He also applauded the president's debate performance this week.
Clay Masters reporting. New evacuation orders have been issued in California's Napa County, where a massive wildfire has devastated parts of the state's wine region. In Oregon, hundreds of evacuees who fled the Holiday Farm blaze are heading home to communities almost completely destroyed. KLCC's Brian Bull reports from Eugene.
Like most residents of Blue River, Melanie Stanley had barely enough time to escape when the fire broke out late Labor Day. It raged through the Mackenzie River corridor at a terrifying pace. Stanley came back to her rural community to find both her home and her general store leveled, along with most of Blue River.
Supports for some buildings and some bricks, some trees, and not much else.
Stanley says she'll start rebuilding once the insurance adjusters make it out to assess damage to her properties. But she's worried a lot of other residents won't ever come back.
This is NPR. A federal judge in Oakland has temporarily lifted a federal ban on work visas pending the outcome of court battles over the issue. U.S. District Court Judge Jeffrey White says President Trump likely acted outside of the bounds of his authority when he imposed the ban last summer to protect American workers during the pandemic. White's ruling applies only to members of organizations that file suit over the restrictions. Las Vegas is marking the third anniversary of the mass shooting that killed 58 people at an outdoor concert. Zachary Green, member station KNPR, has more.
At the precise time of the shooting, survivors, first responders, and families of the 58 victims will gather in Las Vegas. Mayor Carolyn Goodman and other city officials will read the names of those killed in the 2017 attack. Gregory Kohler is a first responder who attended the concert.
It's a day that we'll remember those that we lost and those that lost themselves, which is kind of myself. I lost myself, and I've been able to find myself again and rise from the ashes, I guess, if you will.
As more survivors pour into the city to pay their respects, Las Vegas officials are emphasizing the strength and resilience of the community following the tragedy. For NPR News, I'm Zachary Green in Las Vegas.
The hospital chain Universal Health Services says it has not fully recovered from a malware attack on computer systems at all 250 of its U.S. facilities last weekend. The attack has slowed lab work and forced UHS doctors and nurses to rely on paper records. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.